Okay. Okay, good evening, everyone. So I want to first address one of the questions that was sent in and discuss the following. There's halacha that we know on Yom Tovim, on the Shalosh Regalim, many of the halachos that are usher, many of the malachos that are usher on Shabbos are usher then as well. When I say the Shalosh Regalim, I'm referring, of course, to the Yom Tov days. Chol HaMoed has its own set of halachos. But on the days of Yom Tov, which is the beginning and end of Pesach and the beginning and end of Sukkot, there are the restrictions that apply in Shabbos for the most part apply on Yom Tov as well. However, there's some major exceptions because the Pasuk says in Parshas Bo, when it's talking about Pesach, it says not to do malacha, ka malacha lo yesevahem. But then it says, "Ach, however, asher ye'achal l'chal nefesh, hu levado ye'aseh lochem." That which is needed for ochal nefesh is mutter. So there are between the pasuk and the halacha l'maisa, there's a lot of Torah Shebaal Peh in the Gemara and the Rishonim, etc. But the bottom line is that one is allowed to do certain malachos, which are typically for ochal nefesh. And once it's a permissible form of malacha, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov, even if it's not for food, as long as it's for some need. So, for example, cooking. Cooking, which on Shabbos is one of the 39 malachas, and it's completely forbidden, on Yom Tov it's permissible, as long as you're cooking for the tzarech of Yom Tov. You're cooking for that Yom Tov day, so it's permissible. Now, and the same thing is with carrying. You're allowed, while on Shabbos, you can't carry in the street or if there's no Erev, but on Yom Tov, you can, as long as you're carrying either for food or for some other Tzarech Yom Tov. So, getting back to the cooking, for example, the Pasuk said, Hu levado ye'aseh lochem. And we learn from that, lochem is teaching us that the malachos that are mutter on Yom Tov, although Asr on Shabbos, these malachas are only mutter lochem, which is letzarechem, letzarech Yisrael. It's not mutter letzarech Eino Yehudi. It's not mutter for to do these malachas for people of who are not of the Jewish nation, Jewish people. And it's also there's another miut in the pasuk hu levado yaseh lochem. Lochem below the behema. You're also not allowed to do these malachos for the tzorech of animals, even your own animals, even your own pets or other animals, that even the ones that you need to feed, but you're only allowed to feed them on Yom Tov the way that you're allowed to feed them on Shabbos, but you can't do any malacha. Okay, but getting back to the first part of it, lochem below le akum, lo le'enu Yehudi. So one is not allowed to do malacha of cooking, baking, or kneading, for example, lisha, which you're allowed to do on Yom Tov, is only the Tzarech Yisrael, not the Tzarech Akum, or any of the other malachos that are permissible on Yom Tov, although Asr and Shabbos are only permissible for the Tzarech Yisrael, yourself, or any other Yisrael. So, since it's not mutar l'tzarech einu Yehudi, so the Shulchan Aruch says that one is not even allowed to be mazmin, one is not even allowed to invite an einu Yehudi to their home on Yom Tov, because, you know, to have a meal, because of a chashash, a concern that if you're inviting a guest, it's very likely that you'll do malacha on their behalf. Either you'll do directly, you'll cook something directly or specifically, specifically for them, or you'll be marbet. You'll add to your pot of food, b'shvilam, and the Torah doesn't allow that. Hu levado ye'aseh lachem, lachem below la'akum. So, in order to ensure that a person doesn't violate this is a drasha from the pasuk. Meaning this is, we're talking about a din d'oraisa that you're only allowed to cook and bake and do kneading and There are certain forms of bore that are mutter and yantif, and there are certain forms of tochein, of grinding, that are mutter and yantif, you know, even though these things, even ones which are asr and Shabbos, etc. But there are shochet, slaughtering an animal is mutter and yantif, though it's not mutter on Shabbos. These things are only mutter tzarech Yisrael. And if you're going to invite an Eino Yehudi, it's very likely that you'll end up doing malacha, either directly or, as I said, they be marv b'shvilo. And therefore, you're not even allowed to invite. So the halacha says, though, that if you have, there are Einim Yehudim that are working in your home, many people have either live and help, either just as a household help, or sometimes people that if you have elderly parents living with them, and they need a caretaker. They need somebody to tend to their needs constantly. And so these people obviously have to eat. They have to be fed, and you feed them. You feed them around throughout the week as you do your own family, and you feed them at Shabbos, and if you feed them on Yontif as well. So you're allowed to feed them, but you're not allowed to do malacha specifically for them. You have to be careful not to cook something specifically for such a person, for an Eino Yehudi, even if they're currently a member of your household. And therefore, as I said, you're not allowed, for that reason, you're not allowed to invite such a individual or couple to your Seder or to any other Yontif meal. Now, interestingly, when Yontif falls out on Shabbos, since the Seder frequently does, then you are allowed to, because on Shabbos you can't do malacha anyway. You can't do malacha even with Tzarech Yisrael. So there's no shash that you'll do anything for the Tzarech of the Eino Yehudi any more than you'll do for the Tzarech Yisrael. It's only when it's a regular year, when it comes out on a weekday, when you are allowed to do malacha with Tzarech Yisrael, but not with Tzarech Eino Yehudi, that's where you're not allowed to invite them. Now, this becomes particularly... Oh, okay, the question was just sent is what I was just about to address. This becomes particularly sensitive when you're dealing with people that are in the gayrus process, meaning they are, at this point, when Yontif arrives, they're completely Einam Yehudim, but they have expressed already a serious interest in conversion, and they're in the process, they're working with the Beis Din or with the Rav or whatever it is, following a program to which they hope will end up result in Geirus, and they'll become full-fledged members of Klal Yisrael at some point. But right now, they're not. So the halacha, technically the same halacha applies, that you're definitely not allowed to do malacha for them, and you're not allowed to be mazmin them. So first of all, I mean... hopefully somebody who's in the process and serious about the process and understands what it is to be a member of Klal Yisrael will be able to understand that the Torah gives a set of halachas. Certain halachas apply to certain individuals and not to other individuals, and hopefully this is something that they could understand. Maybe when they first hear it might come a little bit as a surprise, but hopefully they would be able to understand this and appreciate it if they're intending to become a part of Klal Yisrael. At the same time, it would be very nice if such people could join your Yontif your home during Yontif for a Seder or for a Yontif meals to get to learn more about it, to get more of the flavor, to see what the Yontif is about, to see what a Seder is about, etc. So there are some heterim that some rabbanim will allow. For example, if the people come to your house before Yontif and they actually make a kinyan on the food that they'll be eating, they're konit, they physically lift it up, whatever makes some other form of kinyan, so now the food belongs to them. And so when they come back on Yontif, you're just inviting them to eat their own stuff. It's not the Shulchan Aruch's talking about inviting them to, what you're not allowed to do is invite them to to feed them, to, meaning to feed them your food and to cook your food. But here the food is it's their food. You're not inviting them to your table, so to speak. You're inviting them just to, you're telling them, look, your food's here. You can come and eat it when you want. Now, you still can't cook it on Yontif. You still would have to make sure that it's all cooked before Yontif. But this is, according to some, this is a way to avoid running into the Isser of being Mazmin, the Isser of inviting. As I say, the Isser of inviting, instead, is only inviting them to, you know, to eat from my food. But if I'm inviting, it's their food and they left it in my house, so I can invite them to eat it. And some Rabbanim will rely on this. I say, in the case of people who are seriously pursuing Geirus, so that they can get, as I said, they can get a feel for a Seder, get a feel for a Yontif meal, etc. One really should consult with their the Rav that they generally speak to as to whether that's okay or not, and whether it's okay if it is in the particular circumstance that you have. Just want to mention one more thing. I said before that the miut of lachem velo is also a miut of lachem velo lebehem, I said. So just to keep in mind that you can't, first, and even as a pet, they're allowed to do whatever they can do on Shabbos, as they said, but you couldn't carry something, even food, for them outside. If you live in a place where there's no Erev, then you can't, if you ran out of the prayer, you realize it's Pesach and you don't have the appropriate food for your pet, but your neighbor does, or you think your neighbor does, or you made up your neighbor by, picks them up for you at the store, and you never got it before Yontif. Now it's Yontif and you want to go get the pet food, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. If there's an Erev, okay, so it's an Erev, then it's no different than on Shabbos. You can even carry it on Shabbos if you need it to feed the pet. But if there's no Erev, you couldn't carry it. Or something else, let's say to carry the animal itself. Let's say, well, the animal name was Muksa, so that's not going to work anyway. But something else, whatever it may be, I think food is probably the most nogea thing. But one has to be aware that you can't do malacha. And if there'd be any other form of, I don't know if pet owners sometimes do any cooking or heating up of water or anything else on behalf of their pet, so they have to realize that whatever they can't do on Shabbos, they can't do on Yontif, even if it's something they could do on Yontif for themselves or for their company, but for the tzarech of the behema, it's not mutter. Hu levado yeseh lachem, and that's lachem v'lo lebehema. Okay, as Hashem, will continue next night, tomorrow night, with Hilchos Pesach, as Hashem.
Thank you very much, Rabbi. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.